Self-trust and people-pleasing mechanism. Our people-pleasing mechanism comes from our historical learning that by making others happy, we are being loved, appreciated, and cared for, as opposed to being loved for who we are, for simply existing in our uniqueness. The people-pleasing mechanism can even get us to allow others to invade our bodily autonomy. Who hasn't been told as a kid, be a good girl, be a good boy, and give your auntie a kiss? As young adults exploring our boundaries, we might also be exposed to love-negating responses when we simply follow our own intuition to say no. These reactions often make us doubt our intuitive abilities, cause us to disconnect from this wise inner knowing, and give in to what we think would make others love us. We are taught that love means compromising, altruism, shading of the self, and that if we want to feel loved, connected, and belonging, we must say yes to things we want to say no to. But if you know a person that does not operate from this mechanism, if you got the chance to meet a person who simply is, that their words, actions, and way of appearing in life is unattached to what people will say, that is indifferent to your approval of them, you have probably been in awe with their presence. I am not talking about the fuck off everyone kind of attitude, as this one is merely a contra-reaction to a yet existing inner people-pleasing mechanism. This is a rebellion act, which usually occurs on an external mode while inside the mechanism is still alive and kicking. I am talking about the flowing mode of self-trusted people who have been there, seen it, done it, and are now in peace with themselves and others, who are holding no one accountable for their happiness, yet are being appreciated and loved for who they are. They usually shine with an inner light you cannot ignore. They are comfortable to walk away when it is time for them, kindly say goodbye when they are done and enough. These people are masters of saying no. They are so naturally and easily carrying their inner strength and boundaries, they do not apologize. They might excuse themselves as a polite way of treating others, but you can feel they are not open for manipulations or allowing guilt imposing on them by others. And they are loved. They are loved because you cannot not love them. And they are loving. They love in a way that feels real to you. If you are loved by a person like that, you feel well loved as you know they love you for who you are and not for what you can give them or how you can please them. They love you in the most genuine, tender way, and they will keep loving you if you let them, if you don't start playing games or try to manipulate them. They recognize manipulations from afar and stay away. They are repellent to energy-sucking entities. They are kind, they are strongly connected to their intuition, and they act upon it always, regardless of what other might think or say about them. They know their intuition is their protector. It is the voice of their higher self, caring for their highest good and keeping them aligned and connected to their soul mission on Earth. So yes, reconnecting to your intuition and relearning to trust it, or in other words, learning to trust yourself, is an important first stepping stone on your path to become an independent soul. An independent soul does not mean a lonely, disconnected soul. We are all connected. We exist in this physical realm with little time to live on this planet, so we can learn, apply, and influence other souls by sharing our gifts, wisdoms, and experiences. We are here to support them in their learning process so they can grow and do the same for others, and so on. In a way, this means we are actually existing for others, and this is why it is so important that we first learn to exist for ourselves. That we gather enough tools that will serve us in our teachings of others, the teachings of self-love and self-trust.